Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Sue Wilson with the Helping Hand in Indianola about an expansion of their services.
Helping Hand Food Pantry in Indianola. Tell us a little bit about the recent expansion.
Yeah, it is just a new beautiful building combined with Indianola Community Youth Foundation. And we're just excited because we've got lots of brand new freezers and refrigerators. We offer meat and eggs and butter. We just got a new shipment of venison, which a lot of people request. And so we are open on Tuesdays from 12:30 to 2:30, and then Thursdays and Saturdays from 9 to 11. And this spring, looking at opening in the evening a few nights a week. So a lot of new things happening here, and we have a lot of support from the community. So we're lucky our shelves are stocked right now. And so we would just encourage people to come check it out. Or if you're in need of some food assistance, you can always go to Warren County General Assistance, WeLift, Impact, or any of your church pastors, and they can give you a referral into it. And we would love to serve you.
Well, tell us a little bit about the partnership, getting the expansion, and how all that kind of came together.
Well, I'm a little bit newer to this than all of that, but I do know that Indianola Community Youth Foundation was approached by kind of the Food Bank of Iowa a while ago, asking if they had any desire to look at helping with any of the food insecurity in Indianola. And their board just felt that it really made sense to pair up with the Helping Hand and added on to the current building that Helping Hands had. And that partnership together has been able to create this really new facility. I know it has security in it. It has, like I said, blessed to have all the freezers and the fridge space that we do. It has an extra storage area for overflow on food. So it's just been a really neat thing.
What are some of the things that the Helping Hand needs the most? I mean, I think of a food pantry, I think of non-perishable mm-hmm. food items, but now, like you said, you can take some mm-hmm. of the other stuff.
Yeah. We would love to get peanut butter. We would love to get, ketchup. We take eggs, which would be awesome if Fairway or Hy-Vee ever have a 99 cent. We do eggs. We do butter. Like I said, we do a lot of frozen meats, chicken and beef and some pork and we do produce too. So like fresh apples and carrots and potatoes would be awesome. More of kind of thinking outside the box. I know Hamburger Helper is a good one and cold cereal. So we take all that stuff.
What should people know about the Helping Hand in terms of maybe the community who don't use it but still can help out?
Yeah, the Helping Hands, you can come in and we actually have one side is all clothing and they can shop and that's completely free. Also on that side, we have a lot of just bakery goods that they can just take for free. And then on the food pantry side, we have like our sign-in part, but we have a lot of people that donate to it. That people can donate with food, they can donate financially too, because when our supplies do get low, we do go out and purchase food. We're looking to just do a lot more collaboration in the community with different organizations so we can just all serve the same purpose of serving Warren County residents that need help.
All right, and one final time, when is the Helping Hand open and when should people take advantage of their services?
Right now our Helping Hand is open on Tuesdays from 12:30 to 2:30 and Thursday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Thanks to Sue Wilson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.